News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
The Sinn Féin leader in the North, Michelle O'Neill, has condemned the Manchester attack and expressed sympathy with the families of those killed and injured.
One can't imagine just the thoughts going through as a mummy, going through all those families' heads last night whenever this all unfolded. So we wish those injured people well and hope that they get all the treatment and support which they need. But obviously our thoughts very much today are firmly with those families that have been bereaved and injured.
Now, John Cushnan, former leader of the Alliance Party and, of course, a former Fine Gael MEP as well, has described this sentiment as hypocrisy. He joins us on the line. Now, John, what's your difficulty with what Michelle O'Neill has had to say?
Well, not only did Michelle O'Neill condemn them, that action, so did Gerry Adams. It's easy to speak the words, but it's more difficult to demonstrate the sincerity of them. We shouldn't forget that on three occasions in the 90s, the IRA bombed Manchester. In December 92, two bombs were exploded in the city centre near where this week's bomb was. 65 people were injured, many seriously. In the 20th of March 1993, 15 minutes outside Manchester, another massive bomb was exploded by the IRA. 3-year-old Jonathan Ball died in his buggy. Tim Parry died several weeks later from his injuries, and 54 people were injured, many seriously. And in 1996, in June, the biggest bomb in the UK since the Second World War, 1,500 kilograms, was exploded in Corporation Street in Manchester City. 212 people were injured seriously. The IRA have never apologized for those particular actions, and if they can bind a condemnation of this week's events with an apology, then one would regard it as sincere.
Because people would say, John, well, look, you know, Sinn Féin are now exclusively dedicated to politics by peaceful means. The IRA has stopped functioning as a terrorist organisation. And while what happened in Manchester undoubtedly happened, as you outlined, it was over 20 years ago. They can't continue to be criticised for what happened 20-something years ago.
I don't just criticise them for what happened 20 years ago. Once again, I repeat, no apology was ever forthcoming. But within this last month, Michelle O'Neill has appeared at a commemoration event for dead IRA activists. She praised them for their courage, and she said she was proud of the freedom struggle which they fought. She did that also several months previously. So she's therefore praising the actions of the organization within this last month that was responsible for carrying out those three atrocities in Manchester 20 years ago. So we're not talking about an attitude which is 20 year old. We're talking about the continued commemoration of an IRA campaign of murder which killed over half of all victims in Northern Ireland and also many people in the UK.
John Cushnan, former leader of the Alliance Party and former Fine Gael MEP. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.